the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simchas Shita Zayin, Tav Kof Chav Tes Med Aleph, discussing the halachas of tzedah that are permitted and forbidden, the middle of Siv Tes. Chabah continues, we had said regarding fleas, regarding that it's forbidden to trap them, only if it's biting the person on the skin. Continues the Bechabah, but kina, but lice, mutu laharga, that you're allowed to kill. And by mefala begad of mekinim, and whoever delouses his garments from lice, lo yaharkim, should not kill them. Elamoylam yodav ezarkin, rather you should roll them in his hand, and should throw them away. Mefala reisha, but if someone is clearing out his head from the lice, mutu laharkim is allowed to kill them. Says in Mishbrusim cut mem that, but lice, mutu ruchulu, is permitted to kill it. Bechamakim shemaitu, wherever you find it, bein al besari, whether on the skin, lo yal begad or his garment, derech mekra, the bitch happens to be there. Shivkad mem aleph. That Yolada Laharga kill it. Atam, the reason is Kaniskalel, like we mentioned before, it's a difference between lice, because lice don't generate the way normal creatures do from Ezach and Ekeb. With Masim and the crawly creatures, Shabba Yosim and Aglolim, that their creation is from the waste matter, when a perish of Ishu and from, like when a fruit flies, that comes from fruits that get ruined, okay, eat them, things like that. You go into lum shalbasa, like these intestinal, these worms from meat, but to lum shalbatech kidney, so that these worms that come from legumes, a hargan potter. If you kill those types of creatures, you're potter. Vasim and rabbana, but rabbinically it's forbidden. Avram asim, shem parim rabbin mezach in the cave, but they proliferate from male and female, which as the Sharatin Salachas says, the same thing is from the eggs of zach in the cave. Oh, so it says Mishabur or Shabbi Yasim and Afro, they created from the earth, like the fleas that we spoke about. So there, the halach is a hargan chayv, so the Ram, if you kill it, you can be chayv. But Afrika Tulum Shinsabna Peshach Akshanushim. Now this specifically, the worms that created from the fruits after they were detached from the ground. But those worms that grow, let's say, in the apple when it's still in the connected to the tree. Yes, but Mr. Darais Lahargan and the biblical prohibition to kill them, the Mikra Sheretz Kamen, it's called the full-fledged Sheretz. King Kos Magan Avram, the Shemash Be'ah Per Magadim, Be'ah Loch, and the Mask Lahargan, Be'ah Be'rarity, I verified that Petrom and Perish solution, that the exemption of when it's detached fruits, Dabkik Shon Zabar Acher Shon Zabar, that specifically if they were formed after that the fruit got moldy already. Sifkad Membez. So he said, but if you're getting rid of the lice from your garments, then lo yahargim, you should not kill them. Why? The kibishim tumishim pareshim, since it's very common to have fleas over there, because when you make a decree, shem yahargim kipareshim, if they kill the lice, you might come to kill the fleas, which that's forbidden. My mind says, you're allowed to throw it into the water. Because the ariga gufa ein el gzeik, the actual killing is only a decree. Because it was in such a way, they didn't decree. Al pareshim, but regarding fleas, yeshmo kashash daraisa, which is a biblical concern, then even that's forbidden. Throwing them into the water is like killing them literally. You know, people try to flush them down the sink, you know. A person should not take the lice from the fox hides and things like that. Should not take that tzemach because you're moving it from the wool. And then it's because he's removing from the wool. So therefore that's inevitable that you ever issue. Which Dershu 79 says, he explained later on Simshim Mem that the Malach of Gezes applies even if you're shearing from the skin of the animal after it died and after it was skinned, and even if you detach from the hairs with your hands. So therefore, he says people that wear these types of garments have to be careful not to detach it. So that's the same thing he's saying over here. When you remove the lice, you're gonna be doing Isser Gezes. Sivkat Mem Gimel. He said, but don't kill them when you're taking them from your garments. Rather, roll in your hand and throw them away. But if you're doing it from your head, then you're allowed to kill them. Why? Because on the head, in the matzah baraysh, then it's not common to have fleas over there. So, it's not applicable to make a decree because of that you might come to kill fleas. Because of taz raised the wedding, something has been followed by sorry. When you're getting rid of the lice from your flesh, this was not common that you can be looking after fleas. And the gaz was that they did not make a gzir, but they keep him false because of only getting rid of the lice on the garments. Said lice you're allowed to kill. So it says, look at Moshe Bruce, what he wrote regarding Ramasim that were created from waste matter that's rabbinically forbidden. It's known that the Rambam included in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, wherever he says Pater, it's Aser. And here it says Pater. And this is the Mogadim writes that something like a Mishnah says, the Rambam already rejects it. Look over there. And he says, you can bring a Raya that it's Aser from the fact that the Gemara asks, I, fleas, are part of a Rabba, they proliferate. I learned the Brisa, if you trap fleas, look over there. So we see that according to the Salkadaitav, that they're equating trapping to killing. And this that proliferates, that the Gemara did not think that that is a Maila. And even so, it sounds like that it's also like a tefillah. And it doesn't say but the potter, and it doesn't say matter, but the place you might regarding seder. It's something regarding other minim. It says this is permitted regarding lice. Maybe that's because it's created from sweat or because of pain and of disgust, so they totally permitted it. But kaponim, by these remasim, at least, it's asim rabban. The remasim laharga, says look at Mish Bruce, that we quoted it, Sivkot and Memalef, the words of the Magen Avraham Ladina. So look at Prima Gubbin that wonders in it, why you chayiv regarding this, which we said regarding those that grow when it's mechubar. Why would you be chayiv? It's not a creature, because it nurtures from the moldiness of the fruit. It says it's pushing to say that when it's attached, it's considered as if it's creation from the offer, because it's still attached to the ground. So the truth is, according to what's brought in Rambam in Hilchos Machos Asuras, that when it gets wormy, when it's attached, it's considered sheretz hasheretz ala oritz, even though it never detached, because it was created on the earth. If that's the case, it's not a deichik at all, because then it's really from the earth, which it's already a sheretz. But this is a lashon of gumgum still, what he writes, that's called sheretz gummer. What? If something's formed from the waste matter and from the moldy fruits, that's not included as a sheretz? And says, really, in the Ikar Aloch, he says, I wonder on the Prima Gadon that he confirms to say that even these that were created from the fruits when it's attached is not a barrier because it nurtures from the moldiness of the fruit. What he means to say is that, so it's like Ramosim that are formed from Gololim and they're not Parmer of them. He says, it's not true. You look at the Sefer Mitzvah, you see explicitly that those that are formed from the fruits, they have the ability to proliferate, even though that originally were formed not from a Zach and the Geber. And they're included in Sheretz HaSheretz HaLa'aretz, besides those that are formed from the fruits after they get moldy. And even the words of Magen Avraham are very difficult to fathom. What's this that he's saying? Ilan Nalodim Bepeyes Bamechubar. Magen Avraham says the words according to the Shittas Rambam. There it sounds like even those that are created from fruits after they get detached, they have the ability to proliferate because they weren't formed from the moldiness of the fruits. And what the Rambam writes, Talum Shabbatech HaKitni, is what he means to say is after they got ruined, as obvious from his words.
Now, in truth, according to what the Mefarshim confirmed, and the Magen Avraham included that according to the Rambam, that fleas are not part of a rabbi, they don't proliferate. If that's the case, how could the Rambam hold that the parish that says in the Gemara, that the black one that jumps, that's created from the earth, the Gemara explicitly says that's part of a rabbi. And that's a wonder that there's no response for that. And that from this itself, actually, the Ramban, the Raj, where they prove that the parish that says in the Gemara is a different type, and it's a big daichig, what they answer on them, that since it's created from the earth, it's considered like part of a rabbi. Because Lashon HaGemara doesn't sound like that. So therefore, it says the Bialocha, Nil Neves Daiti, that the opinion of the Rambam in our situation is that he's going to Shittasa and Sefer Mitzvah over there. That even the Min that were not created from Zach and the Keba, they also have declared to be part of a Rabbah. That's through laying eggs. As he says over there explicitly regarding the types that are created in the fruits and in the seeds, that they have the ability to be part of a Rabbah. If that's the case, same thing is that when they're created from the earth, it's not excluded, according to him, only those that were created from the filth. That they're called Remis al-Aretz, and not Sharitz, al-Lashon al-Riboy. What the Rambam writes about in Sefer Mitzvah, and in our situation, the Rambam is also medakening, he writes, Ramosim Shabiyasim and Agalolim, Umin HaPeirish Avisha Bakhitzbizer. That's like explains over there that these Minim are not part of Meravim. That's the case, according to him, the flea that's not created from the filth is also part of Meravim. Even at the beginning of its creation, is not from Zach and the Gemma, only from the earth. And that's the Gemma Chulin, Dav Kabuzayin, excludes the Achba, that's Chesi Basa Chesi Adama, that's not part of Meravim. We don't have to say because of that whatever is created from the Adama is not part of Meravim. And so if you look in the Sefer Mitzvah, within Asagas and Ramban, within Sharish Tesh, you'll see that he disagrees in the Ramban, he holds that any type that's not created from Zach and the Keva does not have the Kayach to proliferate from the laws of nature. And according to his Shita, he disagrees in our situation in the Ramban regarding fleas, and he holds out Karchach, since created from the earth is not part of Meravim. And the Gemara that says that Parish is part of Meravim, obviously it's a different type. But the Ramban holds that Parish is, we have a Kabbalah in our hands, that it's a black one that jumps, it's created from the earth, and the Gemara says it's part of Meravim. So you could say that from this is what the Rambam learns his words and say by mitzvah, but that even those types that are not created from Zach and the Keva, they have the Kayach to be part of Meravim. No, so according to Ramban, that these mean them that they don't have the creation of Zach and the Keva, and it's not possible in any way through the laws of nature afterwards to proliferate. How's the Gemara have a Shaka B'Tahari but they regarding lice, and ask somebody on the words of Yisim? Most definitely the halacha is with Yisim, and the Braisa should ask, but the late lice is not from Zach and the Keva, only from Zeya. And also from the sugi itself, it actually makes more sense according to the Ramban that Rav Yisim says, but the Adkan lepeligiel between the in Pabur Rava. But Shar Shkatsar Masim, the Pabur Rava lepeligi, according to Ramban, even my other Shkatsar Masim, it is very common that they're not Pabur Rava. For example, let's say that they're created from the earth, or they're created from fruits, or from the filth. But according to Ramban, you could say that he includes everything besides those that are created from filth, like we said. Also from Taraskim itself, it sounds like a little bit like the Ramban. And in the beginning, they include the worms that are created from the roots of the olives, and also that they separate to the earth and they come back. And then says the Reimus al Oritz includes even that which is not part of Rava. Kon Ramban, these types that are not created from Zach and the Keva, they're not part of Rava. First pasuk itself obvious that it's not part of Rava. So why do you need another pasuk? And this is the Ramban brings a raya from this that we have that regarding that by the egg of a chicken that it's from the earth it fertilizes, not from it's not the egg that's fertilized. You could say that Afka Tarnagel is what the nature of its creation is to get from Zachar the Kaver. So therefore, it's egg that's born not from a Zachar, it does not have the ability to form from it a Zachar the Kaver, which is not the case by the Parishim or so similar like that. That the Derech HaTeva is at the beginning of its creation. Every day is to be born not from a Zachar the Kaver, but they also have the ability to give birth afterwards not through a Zachar. So it comes out from our word, says the Berlacha, that even these types, the beginning of the creation of Zach and the Cave, for example, those that are born from the Zeroim of Paris, whether detached or connected, even so, they have the ability to be part of a Rava, and you kill them, you can be Chayim. That's not excluded, only lies that's born from sweat, or that's created from waste matter, or from fruits after that they got ruined. The Masalei Hargim, Be'alach says, look, Mishbus of Kutman Beis. Now, Goyish of Chayim Tzanzi writes, but Rashi and others, they permit, and that makes the Rosh a Yachad to them and the Milsad Rabbanan. So that seems like a nice deity. Sure, the Rosh himself writes that in the meaning is to make it, I can't shine it. That's a Mucha Nishbal Lekin. Doesn't bring only the Bryce or Bshim Allah, and that's obvious in the Arizaru and the Pindam Eir. And he writes that we're not concerned for fleas that are not common to the louse, them, because right away they run away, and then the Bahag and the Smag. Obviously, all this that he doesn't hold like this in the Rosh. Says afterwards, I found the Rabbi that he also brings many Rishayim that permit regarding this, and therefore that's what this developed the same to be Makel. However, he concludes, Yerushamayim should be Machma like the Sheetz Rosh and the Tur. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu 74. Some wakes up in the middle of sleep because of a mosquito that was formed from like fruit flies, whatever, from waste matter, and he hits it and he kills it. Shuvah Sleep Chaim writes, does not need a kapar. Because it's not forbidden to kill these worms that are created from filth, only if he intends to kill them. Which is not the case over here, where he hits it like Masasik to just remove it because he's in the middle of sleeping. So someone wakes up from sleep because this flea is on him, and he kills it when he's still like drowsy before he remembers the Shabbos, because he wants to stop it from biting him. The Kavacham writes he does not need a kapar. Dish number 75, to take worms out of the anus, these intestinal worms, this girl holds that it's permitted. That even though by taking them out they die, because Manastam, then that it's not the type that's par v'rabba. And there's no Isser killing them only Drabban. It's a psychiatric delay, because he doesn't have an intention just to take it out, not to kill them. And also, it's a malacha shayn sikhligufa. And if a makam tsar, one can be lenient, and the adzan that's permitted even to put garlic in the anus so that you kill them, because you're not actively killing them. Just number 76. Even though these bugs are have a look like muktzah, Primogodim writes in Tiladavah that since they're disgusting, they can tell like graf sharei and actually allowed to move them. So even you're allowed to remove them from your garments with your hands, even though you're not in pain from them. Regarding removing a fly from food, even though the fly is muktzah, you're allowed to do that. Since this action is not considered as moving muktzah, rather just like being masak in your eichel. Dish number 77, if it's common to have flies or something like that, in the toilet bowl in the bathroom, and there's a lot of flies there, and it's sick ratio they can die when you flush the toilet. Shulchan Aruch Yitzchak writes, still you're allowed to flush the water on Shabbos because you're not intending to kill them, and it's because like Masas regarding that. Since the killing of the flies, and if you don't flush the toilet, it's going to be a lacking of covered abuse if it's permitted. And that's written in Shubhashay Belay, and he adds on, it's not sick ratio that the flies are going to die, and if they're going to die, it's considered like a grumma because they don't die right away, and because it's possible that they don't die with the first flush, only with the second wash, with a flow. And you could combine the sheet as a rash, but it's brought in Sharatzin and Sivka Lama Gimel. You're allowed to do an action of that's definitely permitted. It's not attached to the malacha. And a person generally does without having malacha done, even though in a certain situation might happen the malacha unwillingly. And concludes with that, however, if it's possible to have the water go down with a weak flush, you should do that. Another Mr. El told us that not to permit to have the water go down only in the place where the flies could run away. When they hear the sound of the toilet flushing, that in such a situation, then it's not forbidden because he's not intended to kill them, and then it's not sacred, not inevitable that they're going to die. There's number 78. This is a burb, Shlomo Zalman holds that it doesn't apply in the situation when you're pulling off the lice from the hides, the fox hides, because the cleaning of something, which generally gets dirty, and you generally clean it again and again, it's not considered as a maestro brera, it's just like an action of cleaning itself. And he adds on that for this reason, you let it delouse lice from garments and from hairs. And that's what B'yasha writes, that regarding removing leftover food from a beard, that since it's considered like an act of cleaning, not an act of brera, and you let it do that.